This is the story of Strong Bones and Weak Knees Go Fishing, written for William's first Strong Bones story when he turned 3 years old. Strong Bones woke up one morning and wanted to go fishing. So he called his cousin Weak Knees, woke him up from a sound sleep, and talked Weak Knees into joining him. Fishing is not a favorite of Weak Knees, but who can resist Strong Bones? A little while later, Strong Bones picked up a sleepy Weak Knees, and they walked down to the boat launch. Strong Bones and Weak Knees took the family canoe out onto Lake Ravenwood. They headed for a weedy area of water on the other shore. All the time, Weak Knees was complaining. He was tired because he got up too early. He was hungry because he didn't eat breakfast. He ran out the door so fast, all he could find was his fishing pole. So Weak Knees borrowed all of the stuff Strong Bones had brought. Weak Knees used the best hooks from the tackle box. Then he took the best bait. And then Weak Knees helped himself to lunch. Strong Bones was not at all happy with Weak Knees and scowled at him. Weak Knees turned around in his seat, and the cousins settled down to fish. Weak Knees felt a tug on his pole. He instantly yelled. Then he frantically started to reel the line in as fast as possible. Strong Bones tried to tell him to go slowly, to pull in his catch. Weak Knees stood up. He was frantically reeling in something big. Strong Bones felt the canoe start to rock. Then Weak Knees pitched headlong out of the canoe and into the water. Weak Knees started to yell, "Help! Help! I can't swim! Help! Help!" Weak Knees was splashing and spluttering in the middle of the lake. Strong Bones dove into the water to rescue Weak Knees. Strong Bones helped Weak Knees over the gunwale into the canoe. Then Strong Bones splashed his way to collect Weak Knees' hat as it floated away and his fishing pole. Then he had to clamber into the canoe by himself. Strong Bones was sopping wet, but he was there to fish. So he grabbed Weak Knees' fishing pole and slowly reeled in the catch. Up came a mud-filled, supersized can of Mulligan's Pepper Ginger Ale. The hook was firmly caught in the pour spout. Strong Bones snickered and handed Weak Knees his prize. The cousins then exchanged some words of mutual complaint. Finally, Strong Bones turned back to fishing. Right away, he felt a hard pull on his fishing pole. Strong Bones tugged the line taut and started reeling. Weak Knees felt a surge of excitement as he watched Strong Bones reel in his fish. "Strong Bones really knows how to fish," he said to himself. So Weak Knees wanted to help. Strong Bones could feel his fish fighting against his pole. Slowly, the fish tired. Just as slowly, Strong Bones steadily reeled the fish in. Strong Bones' fishing pole was now almost totally bent over. The fishing line was taut. Strong Bones was pulling in the biggest fish ever. Weak Knees stood up to help and took a step towards Strong Bone. The canoe instantly tipped over. Weak Knees fell sideways into the water. So did the lunch cooler and the tackle box. The hats, the life jackets, the cushions and paddles all floated away. Then Strong Bones himself was pitched into the water. "Help! Help! I can't swim!" Weak Knees was splashing around in the water. Strong Bones let go of his pole. He swam over to Weak Knees and grabbed a hold of him. Then Strong Bones pulled Weak Knees back to the canoe. He turned the canoe right side up and pushed Weak Knees in. Weak Knees was safe, but Strong Bones still had to collect the stuff that fell out of the canoe. He found his tackle box half submerged. The cooler chest was bobbing beside the canoe, and Strong Bones found both of their hats floating upside down. Then Strong Bones located Weak Knees' fishing pole and grabbed that. Strong Bones found everything except his own fishing pole. Well, the fishing pole was his father's, actually, which he did not want to lose. But he swam back to the canoe and clambered in. Dejected, the cousins turned the canoe around and paddled back to shore. On the third or fourth stroke, Strong Bones felt his paddle hit something with a thunk. He looked into the water and spotted his fishing pole. So Strong Bones reached over the side and lifted the fishing pole out of the water. The fish was still pulling. Strong Bones put hold of his fishing pole. He ever so slowly started to reel in the fish. What he pulled out of the water was quite unexpected. It was a long streamer of lake grass, braided tightly around a bottle. The bottle said, "Pizzoni's Pizza Olives." The bottle was filled with sand and lake mud. Weakneys took one look and started to snicker. He was enjoying himself. Strongbones scowled back. Strongbones angrily started to paddle. He practically propelled the canoe back to the boat launch. The cousins parted way, and Strongbones walked home still angry about his disastrous fishing day. Later on that night, Strongbones was sitting on the front porch. He was drinking a big mug of hot chocolate covered in melted marshmallow. Strongbones thought back over the day. He remembered everything vividly. The expectation of a great day fishing, then terrible and embarrassing luck fishing, finally splashing around the lake again and again. Strongbones suddenly realized how supremely ridiculous his little fishing adventure had been. Really, he thought. Then Strongbones started to laugh, and he laughed far into the night. The end.